And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, calving season is getting underway. What can we learn from our herd to help us down the road?
Calving season can be a real glimpse into the future productivity of our herds. And one of the most important factors is body condition, especially entering the calving season. Of course, after they calve, they're going to be working pretty hard to recover from that calving, and that requires a lot of energy. And body condition is actually the most important factor when determining if a mature cow will become pregnant during the next breeding season. It's something that we can't lose sight of in this current season.
Good stuff, Lacey, and we'll have more on body condition scoring when we come back.
It's sale time at Bruner Angus Ranch. It's our 24th annual sale, Sunday, February 15th. Note the new start time of 1 o'clock. We will be selling 120 yearling and 2-year-old bulls and 65 registered bred heifers and cows, along with 200 top commercial females. Bulls are sired by Square Deal, Ellingson Prosper, Rise Above, and our new herd sire, Hoover Classic. We always sell with the Bruner Guarantee. Go to BrunerAngusRanch.com to view the catalog and videos, or call us at 626-2070 or 721-4754.
The Berenson Bullinger Red Angus Production Sale is Wednesday, February 18th at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time at the ranch near Powers Lake. Selling 90 powerful yearling bulls and 40 fancy yearling heifers. Bulls are fed free till April 1st, delivered free within 500 miles and fully guaranteed. Online bidding will also be available through dvauction.com. The Berenson Bullinger Red Angus Production Sale, Wednesday, February 18th, 1 p.m. near Powers Lake. View the catalog at bbredangus.com.
Talking body condition scoring with Lacey Quayle today on Ranching Issues. And Lacey, how do you tell the difference between body condition scores?
So there's three real areas that we'd want to assess in cows. We're going to be looking across the ribs, the spinal area, and also in the hips and the pins. And so when we think about the body condition of a cow during calving, we really want them to be at a score of 5. So that would be 1 to maybe 2 ribs that are visible, no spinal outline. There also would not be any fat accumulating in the brisket or in the tail head. And so cows in that condition versus cows that are thinner and maybe have more ribs showing or do have a spinal outline, those more conditioned cows are going to have greater pregnancy rates during the next breeding season.
Good stuff, Lacey. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Bruner Angus Production Sale, by the Berenson Bullinger Red Angus Production Sale, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.